This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and Jared Sandler is going to join us here in just a moment, brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We are 20 minutes away from the Expressway LA Live coming up at 5:40. G-Bag of the Day will hit you at 5:30. The biggest thing that happened on The Fan today was the State of the Cowboys address. They do it every year in Oxnard, California, an hour-long press conference. And it was very, very eventful, wasn't it? As Jerry Jones, I think, was hell-bent on not having the embarrassing performance that he had last year where he kind of sounded asleep or sickly. He came out firing. And at one point, he interrupted Coach Brian Schottenheimer to say, just because we would sign Micah doesn't mean we'll have him. He was hurt six games last year. So he came in grinding an axe, I think, as far as the public narrative that they're bad at negotiation. I think they wanted to strike back and say, hey, we're doing our damnedest, but these players keep getting hurt, and it takes two to tango to get one of these deals done. What was your guys' takeaway from the day?
I mean, that was a big one, certainly. I mean, him going out of his way to also mention Diggs and Steele, and, I mean, he talked about the Dak injury, like, hey, we just made a guy the highest-paid player at his position, and then he got hurt a third into the season. So I definitely think they've got to have done some reflecting on, well, we're paying a lot of these guys, and, man, it's not really working out for us on some of them. So I think with the Mike, like Micah seems like it should be one of the biggest no-brainers ever, and just in terms of the player that he is on the football field. So I this one's going to get done. I wonder when. I did like the fact that Stephen Jones did not totally turn down the fact that maybe they're talking to Tyler Smith already.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I'd be hopeful. And Zach Tom just got a big deal with the Packers, their right tackle. But offensive linemen are getting paid. If you could get away, at least can we get Tyler Smith done if this Micah thing's not really going to go well and you still haven't talked to his agent? Maybe Tyler Smith can be open for business here.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll have more takeaways on Jerry's presser here coming up at 5:20 before we get to the G-Bag of the Day, as Jared Sandler joins you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Jared. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're doing great. You know, just talked with CY back there at 4:20, and it seems like things with the Rangers are trending up, and we're getting good news on Eovaldi, right?
Seems like it, yeah. You know, I chatted with him earlier, and I think sentiments echoed by Boach, and I didn't hear if CY addressed this. I don't know if he addressed it with you guys, but it does seem like the hope is that as long as things continue to progress, Nathan Eovaldi will be able to make a start at some point this week.
And what do you make of this series here with the A's? How are they playing? Is this a series the Rangers can dominate, make it two series wins in a row coming out of the break?
Yeah, would hope so. The A's, I mean, listen, they're 17 games under 500. So, they're not a great team, but, you know, we talked about this last night on the broadcast. The Rangers have beat the Tigers twice. And the Tigers' best record in Major League Baseball. They've won both series against them. And, you know, when you're playing well, you can beat good teams. When you're not playing well, you're going to lose to bad teams. And the Rangers earlier this year went to Sacramento didn't play clean baseball, and they lost the series to the Athletics. So, Gavin, I think absolutely, you know, is we're 10 days away from the deadline. It would be really disappointing if the Rangers didn't build off their series win against the Tigers and win a series against the Athletics. But obviously, you know, certainly not a guarantee. But, you know, I think that for a team that's got designs on making a run here in the second half, this is the type of series you absolutely need to at least take two or three from.
Is Clay Thompson out there? Is he taking BP right now?
Yeah, he took some BP. It didn't look great right away, but then he started to get into a rhythm, and you know, he has decent power to left field, left center. I'm sure with some more swings, maybe he could swing it like his brother. You know, his brother plays Major League Baseball, yeah. Or you know, he's kind of gone back and forth between the big leagues and AAA. So there's obviously baseball in his blood, and it was fun watching him. I'll tell you what, though, watching Dwight Powell swing, that bat looks like a toothpick in his hand because, you know, he's a little bit taller than Clay. I also thought it was funny that Chris Stats of the DJ here started playing Meg Thee Stallion once Clay stepped in the box.
Yeah, is she out there with Clay?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I would know what she looks like.
You'd know.
I don't believe she is out there.
What about the Josh Young?
What were you going to say there?
What about the Josh Young call-up, huh? I mean, were you surprised that it was this quick of a turnaround? Like, what did we see from him at Round Rock that makes you feel like, okay, maybe he's found a little something at the plate?
Well, I didn't, you know, obviously looking at the numbers doesn't always tell the full story. And, you know, he hit a couple of homers, you know, in Vegas, or I think technically Summerlin, Nevada, where the ball really travels. But, you know, we talked about the other day, it's all about the process stats. And, you know, is he going to put himself in a position to succeed here by laying off the elevated fastball, which teams, it seemed like, just started to pound on him over and over? And if he can do that, if he can, you know, make that type of adjustment, you know, we always talk about, well, you know, the league adjusts to you and you got to adjust to the league. Well, sometimes we don't do a good enough job explaining what exactly those adjustments are. And clearly the league, you know, has recognized that, you know, like kind of like sharks smelling blood in the water, that, you know, he was having a tough time laying off that pitch. And so now it's on him to adjust and show that he can be disciplined and lay off that pitch, because this is still the same guy who is the American League starter at third base in 2023. This is still the same guy who is the first-round pick and, you know, one of the best players in the country at Texas Tech. There's obviously a lot of talent there and a lot of ability, and we've seen it at the major league level. We saw it throughout the postseason, right? The highest level of competition, you know, in the big leagues. But now he's got to do things to help himself out, and hopefully he can do that. And the reality is, you know, the Rangers are going to be facing some lefties here coming up, including Jacob Lopez tonight, and they desperately need guys who can help impact this lineup against lefties. And I think the thought is that Josh Young can hopefully be a part of that solution.
As we look at the trade deadline for any prospective bat they could bring in, and obviously the smart money is that they add a bullpen arm, and CY talked about that with us, but would a hitter have to be good against lefties to be in consideration for this team right now?
I think it would be tough right now, unless it's a really low spend tight move, or of course if there's an injury that, you know, opens up opportunities elsewhere, for them to get a guy who is a liability against lefties, someone who you're like, I don't really want him starting against lefties, because they've got plenty of those. They got plenty of guys to fill lineup against righties. Now if they get a guy who's really good against righties and can hit lefties and will overall make them better, then that's fine. But I don't think you want a guy who you feel like you've got to pinch hit for against a lefty late, a guy who, you know, probably isn't going to make sense starting against a lefty. And I think, you know, if anything, they could look for some guys who fit the alternative. And those guys tend to be a little less expensive, because what happens? You face righties more than lefties, right? So a platoon guy like Jock Peterson, who is, you know, a better fit platooning with a righty on the mound than a lefty, is going to cost you nearly $20 million a year when, you know, he's coming off a year or a stretch of years where he was outstanding against righties. A hitter who is more of I hate to use the word specialist, but who's more of a specialist against left-handed pitching, it still might not, you know, be cheap if he's one of the best at the game at it, but you don't face lefties as much as you face righties. And so if it's a, you know, role player, situational kind of platoon type guy who you can plug in there against lefties, that's a guy that you might be able to get, you know, whether for it's a low lift from a resource standpoint, or maybe their contract isn't significant and maybe gives you a little more flexibility to make those types of moves.
Did this team turn around when Joc Pederson got hurt? And how confident are you that he can get back to the player close to what he was in his prime?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that, he's only 1 year, less than a year removed from, having an outstanding season. And as you mentioned, the last 3 years coming into the season, he was really good against right-handed pitching. And, he's not 27 years old. So maybe it's not, the arrow pointing sharply up, at this stage of his career. But, I'm hoping that I think with Joc, and I don't know. I mean, I think for some guys, when you miss as much time as he's missed, coming off of the start he had, you just give up on, hey, I don't really care about my season numbers anymore because I've missed so much time. I was not productive when I was healthy. My season number, you have a lot of time to come to grips with the fact your season numbers aren't going to look that good. And now it's just about, hey, how can I sprint through the finish line here? And so, I'm hoping that Joc, who really is a guy, I believe, like, he wants to win. I know a lot of these guys say they want to win, but I think Joc legitimately, like, if at the end of the day, the back of his baseball card doesn't look pretty in 2025, I don't think it's going to bother him because he's been paid, right? He's not a pre-arbitration player, an arbitration player who's awaiting free agency. He's made his money. He's just trying to win. And so I'm hopeful that the mental reset could help him get going because this team desperately needs a guy like Joc Pederson to be a guy who resembles the production that Joc Pederson gave his various teams over the last few years in the middle of the order.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. How impressed were you with Kamar Rocker's start over the weekend?
Yeah, it was really impressive. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but he kind of changed the shape of his slider a little bit, a little more tighter. And it was a really, really tough pitch to hit. He had a whiff rate that was a little under 40%. I think four of his strikeouts came on that pitch. So, it was good to see. That pitch has kind of evolved over the course of the year. But it seems like he's getting more and more comfortable with it, but kind of changed the shape a little bit of it last start, and it was definitely fun to watch.
What about Jack tonight? What are you hoping to see against this A's team? Is this a favorable matchup for him with them struggling relatively?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's done a better job of, with intent, throwing his fastball up in the zone more. And so that's one thing. Let's look to see. How successful is he at getting that pitch to the top of the zone? Because it's a tough pitch to hit when he does it. And then, using his spin, in particular, I've talked about it, the slider below the zone. And then just having competitive two-strike pitches. Because, I think with Jack, he's got such good stuff. He doesn't need to, thrust his foot harder on the pedal with two strikes because his stuff's good enough. You already got the hitter backed against the corner. Backed into a corner. Let's see how things start with the elevated fastball and how everything plays off of that.
Jared, CY said if they keep winning, they'll likely have to add a bullpen piece. Obviously, with the Chris Martin news for context and everything, what's that look like here? Do they got to be over 500 the next 10 days? And, how good of a reliever do they need to add?
Well, I mean, I think, again, I want to speak realistically, and I'll also say every year when you think you got the trade deadline pegged, you really end up having no clue. But if the money is what we believe it to be, maybe they could get Emmanuel Class A. I mean, he's certainly not that expensive. He's on one of the best contracts in baseball, that he signed with the Guardians years ago. But the Guardians aren't going to give him away for cheap from a resource standpoint. Ryan Helsley might be a little too expensive because he's, I think, prorated, going to make close to $4 million the rest of the way. And maybe not. We don't know what the financials are because, and stop me if I've shared this with you guys, it has to do to some degree with the benefits that these players receive and insurance, and then also, the possibility of incentive sitting. So it's not as clear cut as it is sometimes, I feel like, in basketball when we talk about, what money a team does and doesn't have to spend. I'm not positive what that number is, but yeah, I mean, I think that getting a guy who you feel comfortable can, get you big outs in September and then hopefully in October is going to be important. And maybe John Gray's that guy, right? He's coming back and maybe they use him in that type of a role with Chris Martin out and see how things look there. But You know, and maybe it's not a guy who's a closer right now, but a guy they look at and say, hey, he's not closing for whatever team right now, but we think he can be a closer for us. Because maybe that's a guy who doesn't come with as steep of a price tag or as much of an ask from a resource standpoint. But yeah, the bullpen's been really good. Statistically speaking, it's been one of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. I mean, if the idea is to not give up runs, this bullpen's done a great job of that. But I do think that, like a lot of teams that are in contention, this bullpen could use a boost and maybe some support before the deadline to get ready for a stretch run.
Listening to CY when we asked him about John, it did. I just got the vibe John Gray's going to be coming out of the pen. And he did mention, hey, maybe it could be in a long-term role. Just depends on what the club needs. But, I mean, you went back to talk about how well he pitched in the World Series in that Game 4 coming in for Scherzer. But I just got that feeling that that's going to be the move for John.
Yeah, you know, very well could be, especially with Nathan Eovaldi, you know, seemingly avoiding something that would knock him out for a significant period of time. You know, maybe that would change the calculus a bit. I don't know. I think Jacob Latz's success in a starting role probably changes the calculus a bit too. So it would make sense. You know, I think John can pitch probably in a variety of different capacities. Here's the thing, though. You know, I think John, obviously in the postseason, he looked great out of the bullpen. You know, what's it going to be like in the regular season over a longer stretch, larger sample size? We'll wait and see. But there's no doubt he's got the type of stuff with that slider. And, you know, hopefully with the high-velocity fastball, he can command it the right way to play well off that slider, and, you know, he can end up making an impact. Because he's the type of guy, I mean, velocity, power stuff, swing and miss, that's the type of profile you like in the back end of your bullpen.
Jared, can you do me a favor and let Clay Thompson know that us here in the G-Bag Nation have a lot of respect for those cargo shorts he's rocking right now?
Hey, I was telling someone, I was like, if like 99.9% of people wore his outfit, they would look like a total clown. It's like, what is this guy wearing? When Clay Thompson wears it, it looks so swaggy. Like, I mean, and it's not just the cargo shorts. It's like the belt that's like dangling around, you know, his midsection area. You know, like, I don't know. That seems like, I'll say this. If I wore that, I would expect to get absolutely roasted. But Clay Thompson wears that, it's like, I kind of want to try wear it tomorrow and see how it looks on me.
I think you should. I think that should be the pregame bit, Jared. I think you absolutely should wear the Clay Thompson
little belt dangle.
Oh, a belt dangle. Love a good belt dangle.
Thank you, Sans. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, fellas. Take care.
See you, Jared.
Sandler's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll hit the expressway and recap everything that's been breaking throughout your broadcast afternoon coming up next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segment's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Chris Paul going back to the Clippers, if you hadn't seen that. Josh Jung is back up on the Rangers, and that's amongst the interesting storylines. CY was confident when we spoke with him an hour ago that Nathan Eovaldi won't have to miss time, but you know how that one goes. You know, uncertainty, and I think they're wise to err on the side of caution, so they went ahead and had him skip yesterday's start, but did say that he was feeling better yesterday. That decision was made on Saturday. So, yes, Micah Parsons is in Oxnard, California. Practice tomorrow. Is that the thing you're most interested in finding out with Broadus flying in? He'll be reporting throughout the practice and then join us live at its conclusion. I think I'm most interested about camp in general, and hopefully we start to get positive reports on it tomorrow, on Tyler Guyton, who shoddy in his rare opportunities to speak today in the hour presser said he worked his ass off this offseason. So what's that worth? Can he be lighter on his feet and at the same time stronger in his stance? I think, you know, Brian will probably be able to pick that up within the first 5 minutes if so.
Yeah, absolutely. With all the work he put in with Duke Mannyweather, plus the coaching staff changes with Clayton Adams and Connor Riley, who I think are really, really good teachers of the position, I feel like this is going to be a big step in the right direction for Guyton.
Hey, how about you, Wolchuk? What's the thing you're most looking forward to tomorrow?
Definitely always the offensive line. But, I mean, yeah, the Micah stuff's going to be fascinating. Really just like these corners. I mean, who do they even have right now to suit up and be able to practice at corner? You're looking at Kalen Carson. You're going to have to ask a lot at AM. Kyer Elam, are they really trying to make one of their safeties, Nwanaie Thomas, like the slot corner right now?
Or Israel Mukwamu.
I mean, like, it's slim pickings right now for just having the enough bodies at corner. And I'm wondering when they get eyes on this out there, and they know better than we do about the timeline for like Diggs and Ravel and then Josh Butler. But I mean, when are we going to get the report? Okay, they're working out some guys. And it's, yeah. I think it's just a matter of time before they sign a veteran.
And OTAs and minicamp, it was all about Kyer Elam, right? And can he build on this? So, I mean, what are the reps against Pickens, Lamb, Tolbert, Turpin looking like? Can he convince you that he's going to have the coverage to go along with his toughness and, you know, at least be a step closer towards hitting the potential that got him drafted in the first round by Buffalo, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, I would say my expectation for training camp, especially early on, is seeing wide receivers making plays left and right.
Yeah.
It's like, other than Deron Bland, like, you don't really have anybody that can really go toe-to-toe, especially with Lamb and Pickens, but in general, these wide receivers should be looking pretty good.
Another takeaway is they're clearly not happy with Trayvon Diggs. Like, the amount of like vitriol or animosity that's in the tone of their voices and the way that they're talking about, you know, Diggs not doing the work or doing the work, whatever the case. Like, I imagine as Trayvon is reviewing this social media this evening, I have now taken another step down the path of resenting this organization and not wanting to be here any longer than necessary. You know, I think the frustration of, you know, being the Cowboys general manager and all the angst, it's obvious they're feeling it. They're just choosing to lash out now on their own players, I think, instead of accept their responsibility for why this team hasn't achieved its goals.
It is, I mean, some of just the comments today were wild. The dig stuff, though, I mean, it's not a surprise. Like, I've been saying it all offseason. I think the Cowboys would have looked to move him had he not gotten hurt. Yeah. And I think this is on him. Like, mentioning, oh, the Micah being hurt thing, the Dak getting hurt after we paid him. But the Diggs thing. Yeah, absolutely. The Diggs thing, though, they paid a player. They gave him his money. And ever since he's been paid, he has not held up to his side of the bargain here. And you can't control the injuries, I get that. But some of the stuff, and I've alluded to it with the whispers that you've heard out of that building, is like, how much do you love football? How much do you care? Now, he's working out and doing his thing on his own. I can't fault the player if you have distrust for a team's medical staff, or maybe you just butt heads. I think a lot of athletes out there will go and work out with people that they trust and they'd rather work out with. Whatever. That's a non-issue for me. But some of the other stuff that's with Diggs that is in his control, I think he does have a lot to prove this year.
He does. And he could have another 3 or 4 good years, or, you know, it could be pretty much wrapping up if he's hurt again. Like, it's at a massive crossroads. If things aren't going well at midseason, I don't even think I want to get him back so I can make sure he passes a physical and they could move on in the offseason. Jerry did say something very interesting about negotiation that, you know, sometimes players, and he was referring to Micah and his agent, are projecting the cap to go way up, and I want to be compensated for that. Not the, you know, percentage of the salary cap that players at my position get today, but man, this cap is going to go up 10% over the next 3 or 4 years, so by the time we get out into 2028, 2029, I want the deal that we do right now to reflect that. And I think that was Jerry's way of telling us this is a more difficult side of the negotiation that maybe that Micah Parsons is letting on from our perspective. Yes, Micah wants to get a deal done now around the parameters that they think is fair, but we have another idea about it. You know, and I have some patience for listening to Jerry on that accord, but the proof is in the pudding that there's no other player from that draft class that's a star that hasn't got a deal done yet. So I imagine, like, Mulligetta, you know, it does that for other teams as well. And that's the initial position, right? So the Cowboys take the initial position from the party that they're negotiating against and then never call them back. You know, I think so. It is frustrating. But in the end, you know that these deals are eventually going to get done. I said it earlier. I think it's a fact that all of this back and forth and maybe taking shots at a guy being hurt or talking about it, I think this is all part of the brilliance of Jerry as a businessman and knowing how to really court attention at all costs. Steele caught a stray, though. I mean, to put Steele in with Diggs, that was really interesting because Terrence Steele is a guy that the organization has always sung his praises as one of the hardest workers out there. But KNC reporting live from the tennis courts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And we'll have a lot more to say about these Cowboys throughout the entire month of August and into week one against the Eagles here. What are we at? 6 weeks? Here we go. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the G-Bag of the Day.
Jamming on the one, baby. Jamming on the one. Not jamming on the one. No! Take me, God! No! Not jamming on the one. More on that later. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day number one for this champion audio right here. Is this two?
Two.
Two. Two shots. All right. Mom found out how the dog poo has been getting picked up. Mm. And boy, I tell you what, this is devastating for a family to find this out.
Y'all, I am beside myself and completely grossed out right now. My kids asked me to set up the slip and slide because it's hot outside in Texas. And I am setting it up and I see these tongs that should be on my husband's grill in the grass. And I tell my daughter, I said, hey, please go pick those up and put them back with Daddy's grill. And she said, oh, these? I said, yeah. Oh, and she goes, that's what we use to pick up the dog poop. How long? How long has she been picking up dog turds with what we flip our burgers with?
Oh, that's awful.
How long? How long?
Too long. That's the answer.
Man.
That is some devastating news to find that out. You know what I mean?
Especially this time of year, they've probably been grilling like crazy.
Been going at it. Dad's just been wiping off a little rag or something, you know? Mm. Keep it all on there. Keep it, get some flavor.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's the seasoning.
Yeah, the seasoning, bro. Oh,
tastes a bit nutty.
Oh, man.
You know how I knew she was from Texas other than her saying she was in Texas? Why do people put a K at the end of NG words? What's lonk? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't say anything.
Like, I think there's a lot of cool ways that Texans say words, and I've tried to adopt them intentionally over the years. I'm like, man, I gotta figure out how you say that exactual. But the lonk, I never get.
The lonk.
My wife does it. Elfenbein used to do it like crazy.
Really?
And I don't know. Is it a South Texas thing? I don't know.
No, but I've actually never even noticed that.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's rampant.
I got the black ass habit of putting S's at the things that don't need an S, like Kroger's.
Kroger's.
I looked at you.
Yeah. Give that S in Kroger's to Jerry for the Parsons game.
Yeah. I remember Russell Westbrook's.
Westbrook's. Baller. All right, let's go right here. Let's do this. Let's go to San Antonio. San Antonio's own KESN 5 News. San Antonio Missions. You guys heard of the San Antonio Missions?
Baseball team down there?
Yeah. They were doing like a David Robinson jersey night. So, you know, it's the San Antonio Missions, but with David Robinson, you know, kind of merge of brands.
I'm in.
We do it here. And there's a whole lot of people waiting for these jerseys. And there's two gentlemen right here. Listen to this.
I'm good, man. You got the new jersey here?
I'm rolling.
Yeah? How long were you waiting in line for one of these jerseys?
Man, I was waiting about 220 packs.
220 packs?
A beer.
You finished 220 packs?
218 packs.
You guys were both did that work while waiting for one of these?
Yes, sir. David Robinson, the Admiral. The Admiral goes first.
You and this gentleman finished 218 packs waiting in line for the jersey. How are you guys still standing?
Well, we just keep drinking.
Yeah.
All right. We avoid hangovers, but we drink so that you get used to it.
All right. Well, that's now you guys, hard work has paid off for you guys.
You know it.
All right, well, go get back to business, I guess, in there.
Good. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Enjoy. You too. All right.
That's incredible.
218 packs.
All I could spit out was the Admiral.
Admiral.
He's the Admiral.
Just keep drinking.
What else would I be doing right now? It's the damn Admiral.
We hate hangovers.
Yeah, so we drink. I can relate to that, actually. Once I quit drinking, before I really quit drinking, and when I went back, like, I don't know, it was 40 days or so later, I had 4 beers, and I was savagely hungover the next day.
Oh, no.
And I remember saying, I will never quit drinking again so this doesn't happen. At least 4 every night.
Every night.
Let's go to the WNBA All-Star game. Did you guys watch any WNBA All-Star stuff this weekend?
Yeah, I caught some of it.
I did, too, yeah. Saturday and Sunday. I had to go back and watch Saturday, but I did watch
they
it.
They do a good job of having fun.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Elle Duncan. She was taking the broadcast crew to break at halftime. She threw a little joke in there. Oh, hell.
Season long, though.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive because, like, a girls' trip to Cancun right now, there's no D. It's a 22-point game for Team Collier. That's a walk-off. Sabrina Ionescu, there she is from the four-point circle. Second half action from Cambridge Fieldhouse. Tips after this.
Al, you're in timeout.
Okay, go. So.
That's good.
Like a girl's trip to Cancun, there's no D. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Don't Maybe believe for you. Some of them.
I don't believe
you. She's ball sacking.
Hey, what's the name of that podcast, bro? Did y'all see the WNBA podcast that's been picking up this weekend?
Is it the ESPN one? Where they do like the
Stud Bros or Studs?
Oh, the streamers. I saw Caitlyn. Well, it's like two lesbian chicks, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That like run a Twitch. No.
And
they're
Diana
not players.
Taurasi?
They're not actually players. They're just Twitch streamers that planted their flag streaming like constantly throughout the WNBA.
WNBA was
weekend.
All over, bro. Blew them up. They were all over. It was Stud. What's the name of it?
Yeah, I can't.
Stud Fams.
I thought that was like probably Fringe. Like
we Studs. Yeah. What is it called?
Yeah, I don't know. But every time they were about to get kicked out somewhere, they were like, we're going to tell Caitlin about this. Yeah.
Stud
Caitlin's
Buds.
Gonna fix this for
Stud
us.
Buds, Stud bro. Buds.
Stud Buds.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe what I was seeing on my television.
That is crazy, dude. No, I totally missed this.
Stud Buds.
Yeah. Leading with it. Well, I got not some even buzz Pride Month anymore.
I got some buzz at the Studs.
Embrace it.
Yeah, clearly they
Let's
are.
Go.
Man.
Oh, wait. 214 Tony saying they are players. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these chicks are players.
Listen, bro, I don't know. I just found out about it this weekend. And all I seen was WNBA players on the stream. So I don't know who's who and who's what sometimes. right, last one here. Yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. We have a church pastor that went on a rant about football.
Let's stand together tonight. I know you teenagers are tired. You ran around and kicked the ball. How many played soccer today? Did you play soccer today? Was that part of the thing?
Soccer today?
No? Thank God. Soccer's for queers. I mean, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Wow.
Ain't no man running around in shorts kicking a ball. I mean, come on now. Look at me, people.
Wow.
Look at me. No. Football, that's like somewhere in another country. Football, that's when you hit somebody so stinking hard the mama feels it. See, in soccer, you run around, you kick the ball. Let's go kick the ball. And then if you fall down, you get grass stains on your shorts. No. That's not even a sport. I'm sorry. I know that. I get myself in trouble everywhere I go, but.
Yeah, I can see.
Football. Hike, you know, tackle, blow somebody out of their shoes, football. Not, you know, soccer. When you kick them out, we know soccer. And we kick them out. Okay.
Okay.
Woo! Wow. It's not even a Toxic Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I mean, it's not like soccer. Do not have soccer going on in his church premises, bro. He's going to run over there and shut that down.
If they were simply just wearing pants and kicking the ball, it might be a different story.
Yeah, get some grass stains on the pants instead of the shorts.
Hey, when I got here a long time ago, they asked, do you like talking soccer? I said, yeah, because the World Cup was on. He said, well, soccer is the sport that boys in Texas play until they get to high school and their classmates start calling them the six-letter F word over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, okay, well, I'll do my best to not talk about it very much, I guess.
Goodness.
I was like, wow. I mean, but really, that was jarring. I'm not quite sure if that was preaching or a comedy show flop, but it is nominated for the G-Bag of the Day. Is it soccer is for Q words? Is it the WNBA?
I had cracked this joke, and it was just a good 5 seconds of just silence. Oh, yeah. And then one guy was like, yeah. Smoking it, bro.
Where are you going with this?
This is why I came here.
I was waiting for it. Can I get an amen?
Yeah. That is not good.
Is it San Antonio's KESN with the San Antonio Missions and the 218 packs of beer? Sounds like about 4 hours, if you ask me. Or is it our G-Bag of the Day champion, the tongs used to pick up the poop?
Wow.
That one hurts. I stepped in a pretty big pile this weekend. I was cleaning out the flower
beds.
Oh,
no. Oh, my gosh.
I did. And that is offensive.
You're talking
when it's
about
fresh.
Shutting you down. You're like, what was that? Oh, I just slid a little bit. And you look down and you just see all this crazy colors on your
man,
shoe.
Man, it's crazy how alive that smell gets once your shoe smashes it. Like, it could be fresh on the grass and not smell as bad after it's been smashed by a shoe. This is tough. Okay, I'm gonna go with San Antonio. Chief, how about you?
Just like Compton, fool. Sorry.
I'm gonna take the chant.
All right, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, I'm going with the pastor. He's not a fan of soccer.
We're tied at one, old Chuck.
I'm going to go with the drunks in San Antonio.
By a score of 2-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Spurs fan who was at the Missions game, got himself an Admiral jersey. Okay, it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
All right, it's a Monday-Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
Class, it's time you smoke.
The drunks in San Antonio.
Fire up this funk.
Get crazy.
It'll make you dance the summer.
That's everybody. All you do at the Riverwalk is just get smashed.
Yeah. Everybody get
high.
Here we go.
Adrian.
Yeah, well, bring your motherfucking ass over here. I got a lot to say.
We're going to conduct this professionally or we're not going to have an interview. You make the decision. What did you think about the fight?
I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
enough. It already sounded like you was against me, so I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you, but let me talk something. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is get that money again with Pacquiao, but it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West side.
You threw 8 punches.
Oh, yeah. I can already tell you're against me.
Yeah. I'm
bringing up staffs.
No, I won.
This is LA Live for Monday, July 21st, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here at LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for that name. Welcome in, Tolos. It's been a hot minute since I've done this, so please be a little patient with your boy. All right, please. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. A lot went down this weekend. I mean, the timeline was just jumping with all types of stuff. We got cankles. We got WNBA. We got all types of crazy stuff going on. But first, I have to put some respect on my man's name and say RIP to brother Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, no way.
Man, that threw me off today. I had a good workout. I got to work here, ate my lunch. Then I checked online, and all I seen was Malcolm Jamal Warner. I was like, hey, they're giving some Malcolm Jamal Warner some love out here. No, my brother passed.
He's young, too.
On vacation.
Oh, dang.
In Costa Rica, bro. Oh. Accidental drowning.
No.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Yeah, this is Theo from The Cosby Show, if you guys are not familiar with Malcolm Jamal Warner. He's in all day. I mean, he's been an actor forever. He's in all types of stuff. Malcolm and Eddie. You know, oh, my God.
Dang, I didn't know he drowned.
I can't see. I announced it while I was driving in. But I did not know it was a drowning on vacation.
On vacation, bro. Like, that is so scary, oh man. So,
yeah.
Be careful out here, bro. God.
Seen too much of that this summer.
Sad summer. It's a sad summer for us.
54 years old.
It's a sad
great song. Actor, great character on The Cosby Show, the eldest son, incredible smile. You know,
oh, yeah, just lit up on any room. I mean, there's so many great stories about being a father and raising a son who thinks he's like a man at some point, but he's still a child that Cosby just broke down using Malcolm Jamal Warner. Oh, it's so sad, bro. So sad. So, yeah, man. You know, put some thoughts and prayers out there to the family. It's a sad way to end your vacation. All right. He said, aren't all drownings accidental? Yeah, that's what I said too, bro. That's what I said
too. Do it yourself.
There must be something else going on that we haven't had the whole story about yet, okay? All right. Get the vibe right.
Pulled into a current.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Riptides.
Oh, that'll get you.
Yeah, the baseball player. We had a baseball player Friday who in South Carolina drowned. Former big leaguer. He was trying to save people who were getting pulled by the riptide. Yeah. Jumped in to try to save.
All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. It's a Monday, Friday right here. Big weekend of boxing. Hold on. I mean, it's been two big back-to-back weekends of boxing, actually, if you're paying attention a little bit. Yeah. Yes, that was great.
It was.
That was great. Usyk knocked out Du Bois. Now folks are trying to say Usyk is a top three heavyweight of all time.
Wow.
All time.
His resume is pretty awesome.
His resume is crazy. I would say he's the GOAT for right now. I would say that. Greatest of right now. I would definitely do that one. But... maybe top five. I don't know.
He beat Fury twice. They rematched. He got him both times.
He beat everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. You put up against him, bro. He's a mean. Fedor was too much for Tim Zoo. Got him out of here. I feel sorry for Tim. Manny Pacquiao wants to rematch with Marios Barrios after they ended in a draw on Saturday.
So I did not see their fight, but both of them think they won.
Yeah.
I mean,
they didn't do much. It was a boring fight.
I just don't, like, Manny is boring.
Yeah, it was a boring fight. They didn't really get it. I mean, they got after each other just a little bit here and there. Nobody wants to see that again. But Gary Russell Jr. looked the best out of all the fighters I've seen this weekend. Gary Russell Jr. has not fought in 3.5 years. Saturday night, Gary Russell Jr. dropped Hugo 4 times, bro. He looked so good out there. 3.5 years, not in the ring, even though he's been coaching and everything else for other cats. He looked amazing out there. So shout out to Gary Russell Jr. for getting it done. And now last weekend, the great Layla Ali was on the Netflix broadcast of the Katie Holmes, Amanda Serrano Part 3. And Layla Ali on the broadcast, who is 47 years old, So she'll get back in the ring for $15 to $20 million.
See it?
Somebody will pony that up.
Oh, in a short week, Clarissa Shields got that money together, bro. Short week, T-Rex went and got that money. And she made a video right here. Let me check this out.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody in the boxing suit.
The rumor that I heard was that I said that unless somebody had $15, $20 million, don't even call me about it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we like. Layla, I'm here with my team. I got great news for you. We got the $15
million. What?
Let's make a fight between me and you, the best versus the best, the greats versus the greats. The GOAT versus Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla Ali. Let's make it happen. Mark, what else do we got?
Look, we have the two most prominent venues in this country, Cowboy Stadium, T-Mobile Arena,
yes.
Ready to go. They're extremely interested. We just have to finalize deals and dates with them.
Thank you very much, Mark. Wynn Records' assignment was to bring forth $15 million. We have the $15 million for Layla.
In a short week!
Let's make this fight happen.
That's what I'm talking about. So, you saying we got the $15 million? We got the venue, and we got the dates. Now all we need is Layla Ali.
Beautiful. She had her whole team there. Even Papoose, her new boyfriend, was sitting right next to her. Uh-oh. I like how Papoose got himself all the way into the team now. Papoose, the greatest boyfriend of all time, in a sense. Support boyfriend. Support boyfriend.
Did she say the GOAT versus Muhammad Ali's daughter?
You heard that.
That was great.
You heard that. Yeah, you heard that. Yep, $15 million in a short week. How do y'all feel about 47-year-old Layla Ali getting in the ring with T-Rex?
She's going to get destroyed.
She's going to get destroyed, bro.
I don't think she actually does this.
For $15 million, I will get outpointed, though. I guarantee I can play defense, and if I'm not looking to hit somebody, you're not going to hurt me that bad. I'll pull an Adrian Broner. I'll throw seven punches around. I'm getting this $15 million, though. I'll probably smile at you through my guard the whole way.
I hope she does it, but man.
I mean, I would like to have an opportunity to go see it if it's at Texas, Jerry's World, but I want her to get in that ring with T-Rex. T-Rex is going to wash her, bro. It's going to look bad.
I mean, the 54-year-old Mike Tyson legs just did so much as far as if you're going to try to get into boxing and they say it's all about legs, I can't expect her to be anything near her prime, you know, regardless of what kind of hype video she puts out.
Yeah, and you don't see her in the ring like that Gary Russell Jr. guy. Okay, he hasn't been in the ring for 3.5 years, but my man has been training fighters, so he's like a gym rat. He's always in there. Keeping it sharp.
And he's under 40.
Keeping it sharp, and he's under 40.
Man, you know what that's like trying to work out over 40.
Come on, fam.
You can feel your muscles getting tired in your legs like never before.
Ooh, come on, bro. Yeah. My man, I was shaking on the steps today, trying to keep it together because the old girl next to me was a little looker and I didn't want to be looking all crazy. But I was going through it in real life.
That's that motivation.
Yeah, that's that motivation.
You're breathing real deep to your nose, like, oh no, I'm fine.
Yeah, I was going through it, bro. Three more minutes. Yeah, I don't want to see it. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. What else happened over the weekend? What else happened here? New Superman movie. You guys see it?
Yeah.
And you see it? What'd you think?
I liked it.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it. You liked
it? I enjoyed it.
It was taking a lot of heat out here.
Go check Mike Francesa's review.
Yeah, Francesa hated
the movie, bro. It's hilarious.
No. Hold on. Let me write that note down, bro. You know, that's my guy.
Yeah. He's in his bag on this one, man. Pretty good rant. Tim Collins posted on Facebook. He loved it. It's polarizing, I feel like. A lot of people are loving it.
Yeah, I haven't been a big Superman fan of anything they've done with Superman lately, but I thought this one was fun.
I like that Superman movie they made before this one, but that was like a long time ago, really.
Man of Steel?
Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Oh, I really liked that one.
I think you'll like this then.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. It was taking a lot of heat out of here, but I'll see what's going on. Why is it taking heat? Did you see anything in there that makes you say, okay?
No, I mean,
is he black?
There was some woke stuff.
Is he black?
That I was told.
Did he turn black?
No.
Did he, like, is he dating a black girl?
No.
What's going on?
Wants universal health
care. Why do they keep saying woke? They keep using the definition of woke the wrong way.
Yeah.
It bothers the hell out of me.
I'm
telling you, that's the wrong definition of woke. You just can't compile everything that you don't like and call it woke.
Right.
I think they were
trying to somehow put, you know, what we've got going on right now with ICE and Superman's an alien and they want to get Superman out. And so somehow that had a correlation with what we're doing now with immigration. But this movie was also written and filmed, what, a year, 2 years ago?
Aren't all superheroes trying to do that?
Yes.
That's what all superheroes do.
That's like
do.
Mutants and X-Men.
Yeah, that's what they all
I don't know.
Do.
I thought it was a pretty big stretch.
Okay. Let's see. What else did we talk to? Oh, we talked about this earlier. The astronomer CEO steps down after the Coldplay kiss cam.
Boom.
Yeah, man. I think a concert. Matter of fact, Coldplay gave a fair warning, too.
We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
Fair warning. You should be ducking and sitting down right now.
Yeah.
Get your hand from around her waist.
Yeah.
So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
She must have thought at that point, I'm good. They're looking for pretty.
Damn.
No! 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 Bro.
That's epic. I think that's what he's doing now moving forward. I don't know that that sound came from the night.
Oh,
I think
that's
his bit now that he's doing moving forward since all of the fallout.
We're going to put you on it, Mike.
Yeah, he's leaning into
everyone
it.
Everyone can get prepared now. Detach yourself from the person you're having an affair
okay.
with.
Well, who knows what's going on out here anymore? I need to like run all stuff through a fake filter.
Yeah, we need that.
God, you need that fake filter, bro. Is this real? Gronk, come on, help me out. Oh, Gronk's got reprogrammed too, right? We don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, got the number 4 update or whatever. Gronk 4
now.
I don't
know what's going on.
Gronk 4.
A concert in your hometown is an awful place to take your sneaky link. Now, I suggest you don't go out there and go get you a sneaky link, because if you're not paying attention to all the news, it's killing men. It's killing men. You got to be able to control yourself. Sins of the flesh is taking the bank accounts and families away. As Shannon Sharp, I think he just retired the OnlyFans girl.
Yeah,
he did.
He just retired her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was
you're
like,
a rest haven, Shannon. You're a race haven for hoes.
That's a great point. She did say, she's like, I'm good on the OnlyFans now. Don't much need this. New projects in the works.
Shannon Sharp, game goofy. Look at you. And then yeah, we got this CEO. So what's the top 5 places to take your sneaky link, fam? Where do you take your sneaky link? How do you link up with your sneaky link in public? Do you do it in public? Can you go anywhere? You can't even do a hotel because it's traced.
I don't think anywhere's safe.
You can't, do you? Where can you go? Now, I remember I was somebody's sneaky link at one point. I didn't know at first, but I started realizing, why have all of our dates, we go to the other side of the Metroplex? Why can't we go to the movies down the street? Why are we going all the way to Mesquite?
Didn't want to see anybody.
Why can't we go to the mall right here? There's a mall. We passing by a mall to go to a mall. Then I realized, oh, I'm a sneaky link. Yeah, top 5 places to take your sneaky link. I don't know. Send it to the fan text. What's the fan text number, fellas?
877-881-1053.
Who's that sponsored by, fellas?
Franklin.
There we go.
Injury attorney text line.
There we go. I don't know where to take your sneaky link, man. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, in the creek. Don't rise. Go to the hotel under a different name. Yeah.
What about the strip club? Is that sacred?
Because what happens in there is going to be unreported.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for the money, so they don't really care, I guess, right?
What do you mean?
It's a bunch of...
I'm talking about, you don't want to get spotted.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant or something, you might run into somebody and be like, oh, I seen you with the so-and-so, and I'm telling you, girl.
Yeah, there's probably nowhere you can go anymore.
There's nowhere you can go.
Maybe that's why Rowdy was so keen on the van.
True. Just get a Rowdy van. That's what we need.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucius.
All right, peace.
LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, Coldplay big in everybody's algorithms this weekend. I'm still with the kid on the boat in China. Though doing the hand rolling and the deal and the dancing
swagging
on the front
out,
end of that
bro.
Boat.
Just
I can't get enough of that. Yeah. I can't get enough of that. Like every other video is that kid right now for mine. Okay, we got to run G-Bag Nation. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Do some Rangers potential deadline targets as we go around the bases next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.